Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today, talking about the FDA and USDA battle over fake meat in just a moment.
It's a special cow sale at Apache Auction Market Saturday, July 21st at 12 noon in Apache, Oklahoma. This sale will feature 100 head of fall calving Red Angus heifers, AI to Hereford bulls, with all the vet work done by Dr. L.D. Barker. To view and bid online, go to www.apacheauction.com, or for more information on buying and consigning cattle, call 888-926-9696. The Apache Auction Market Special Cow Sale, July 21st, Apache, Oklahoma.
Hey cattlemen, get your kicks at the 66th Annual Oklahoma Cattlemen's Association Convention and Trade Show, July 20th and 21st at the Embassy Suites in Norman. This year's convention will be all about the business of the cattle business, with five great Cattlemen's College sessions on topics like forage insurance, genetics, a meat cutting demo, and the opening general session featuring cattle facts. Add to that a sold-out trade show and a great opportunity to network with fellow cattle producers. The OCA Convention, go to oklahomacattlemen.org for more information and to register, or call 405-235-4391.
Based on the public hearing that was held by the Food and Drug Administration this last week, there seems to be shaping up a real battle for jurisdiction and the right to regulate artificially grown meat, fake meat, according to the animal agriculture industry. And Danielle Beck with the National Cattlemen's Beef Association's Washington, D.C. office says her organization is convinced there's really only one outcome that'll be a win-win for animal agriculture as well as for consumers. And that outcome is for USDA to handle the regulation.
Well, ultimately, the administration needs to know that one of the agencies is acting outside of the general tone and priorities set forth under the Trump administration. You know, just a few days after the FDA announcement, the government reorg plan that came out, you know, signed off on by the president, proposed shifting all food safety responsibilities over to USDA and renaming FDA the Federal Drug Administration. Talking about animal welfare concerns, sustainability, those topics have absolutely no place when it comes to the regulation and management of food products. There's absolutely no precedent for that, both, you know, at USDA and FDA. And to start talking about that now, or citing that as a basis for regulation one way or another, is a really dangerous precedent to set, because it has nothing to do with nutrition, it has nothing to do with the safety of the product, and it doesn't really inform consumers accurately about what it is that they're getting. So ultimately, the labeling is going to be a huge conversation and really critically important. But right now, this turf war between USDA and FDA needs to be settled. We still believe that USDA is the appropriate regulator. The law is clear. Any meat product, meat food product, meat byproduct should be regulated by them. And the folks, you know, that participated in today's meeting, who are pro-lab meat, for lack of a better word, were sort of speaking out of both sides of their mouth, because on one hand, they said, you know, we really want this to go through FDA because we believe that it's the best regulatory pathway. Don't give us burdensome regulations. I think they view USDA as somebody who would make their process to an entry to the market more cumbersome. But then on the other side, they were saying their number one priority was the safety of these products. You know, one of the professors who spoke mentioned that there are multiple different points for pathogen introduction. There's still a huge food safety component here, and ultimately, the scientists at USDA have the expertise there. And it's a meat product. Everyone today asserted that, you know, their products are real meat products. You know, I think we at NCBA would disagree, or, you know, maybe challenge what is real meat versus, you know, lab-grown meat. But if you want to be meat, you want to call yourselves meat, you should be regulated like the rest of us.
And Danielle offers a final thought on what's ahead in this battle regarding fake meat.
Just another thing to add, you know, this is just the first step in a quite long, probably long, hopefully not though, ongoing process. NCBA is going to be preparing written comments. We're going to be working on a written comment toolkit for all of our affiliates. We want our members to be weighing in and engaging on this issue. It's critically important that we get the regulation of all new products right. We're happy to compete with any product out there, but new products should not be allowed to disparage us simply because activists out there want to see an end to agricultural production.
NCBA's Danielle Beck. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron.
National Livestock. They've been around since 1932, and they're dedicated to being your first choice for cattle marketing, order buying services, and cattle financing. Because of the cooperative structure and spirit, the employees and directors of the National Livestock family of companies are committed to the success of the cattle industry and those involved in the cattle business. Whether you're buying or selling cattle or looking for financing, their staff's knowledge and experience is unparalleled. For more information, contact National Livestock Credit at 1-800-310-0220.
And that's your Beef Buzz. I'm Ron Hayes reporting.